Every era has its defining struggle, and the fate of Africa is one of ours. It's not the only one, but in the history books, it's easily going to make the top five. What we did or what we did not do. It's a proving ground, as I said earlier, for the idea of equality. But whether it's this or something else, I hope you'll pick a fight and get in it. Get your boots dirty, get rough, steal your courage with a final drink there at Smokey Joe's. One last primal scream, and go. Sing the melody line you hear in your own head. Remember, you don't owe anybody any explanations. You don't owe your parents any explanations. You don't owe your professors any explanations. You know, I used to think that the future was solid, or fixed, or something like you inherited, like an old building that you move into and the previous generation moves out or gets chased out. But it's not. The future is not fixed. It's fluid. You can build your own building, or hut, or condo, whatever. This is the metaphor part of the speech, by the way. But my point is that the world is more malleable than you think, and it's waiting for you to hammer it into shape. Now, if I were a folk singer, I would immediately launch into If I Had a Hammer right now, get you all singing and swaying. But as I say, I come from punk rock, so I'd rather have the bloody hammer right here in my fist. That's what this degree of yours is. A blunt instrument. So go forth and build something with it. And remember what John Adams said about Ben Franklin. He does not hesitate at our boldest measures, but rather seems to think us too irresolute. Well, this is the time for bold measures, and this is the country, and you are the generation. Thank you. Thank you very much.